This is Parsha. Basically, have the whole Chosh Mishpat. So we'll talk about a little bit about something actually we get Mamatzia, Sugis Mamatzia, later Prakim, Shaimrim. Then we'll talk about what happens. A guy rents a car and collecting from the insurance company, not collecting the insurance company. Bahulu. So that, this is the parasha of Shaimrim, yeah. And the number of psukim, which Gemara Darshins, that we're talking about the various psukim, we're talking about the various Shaimrim. We have an Olas Dal Shaimrim, Shem Chinam, Shem Sachar, Reis Sachar, and Shail. Now, the four Shaimrim, but that's the three dinim, Shem Chinam, Reis Chayiv, Spotted everything only on Shia, Shem Sachar, Sachar is Machlaika, Shem Sachar is Chayiv Gnei Veveda, Potter 19, and Shal is even Chayiv 19. Now, as a basic Shaila, Agabe, the Etzem Yisoy Chiyiv of Shaimer. Is the Pshat that a Shaimer is Chayiv together of Mazik? Let's say Shem Achinam is the easiest to hear, is Bashaya. So, if something happened based on his b'shia, so Meila, you know, normally Grom Mazak in his pot, but here Tariz Machayev. But again, the reason I Tariz Machayev you is for what you did. Not what you said by yourself, what you did, that you were negligent in your Shmira. And perhaps in Yerushalayim Sachar, it's Chag Gnei Avedik, it's best Gnei Avedik. It's also possible to watch. Shoyal will be a little harder because Shoyal is Chayev Nainzin, you can't watch Mainzin. Or is the pshat that again, easier for sure, it's Mestabek that by Shail. That's a Gedder of Chiyav Achrayis, that you accepted upon yourself, the Shayim accepted upon himself, the Peruz Matal Achrayis on you, that if something happens, you're Chayav. But it's not the Pshat that it's like Kilo together of Mazik. We'll see in Nafka Minutes. So again, like by Shail, it's Zechamur Mestabek, it's a Gedder of Chiyav Achrayis. By Shamachinam, it's Zechamur Mestabek, that's a Gedder of it's shayach, at least it's easier to hear that it'll be shayach of gather mazik, because if you're a b'sheya and something happened, then it's really your fault. Now, there's rise from Rishonim, and so in Rishonim's mavur that taka is a chiluk between the various shayim. Taisvis and Kesubas Nevovim and Beis, Taisvis is dan. Yeah, the Mishnah. The end of Serchus HaPoylin, Mishnah says, Masa Shem Achinam Liyos Potem Mishvur. The law is that all the Shaimim can be Masna not to be Chayiv. A Shoel could be Masna to be Potem Neitzin, a Shem Sacha could be Masna to be Potem Gnei Veveda, B'chulu. And Gemara says, Gemara Sakasha, it's Masna Mash Kosa Batayra. How could the Shaimim be Masna not to be Chayiv? It's Masna Mash Kosa Batayra.
Gemara,
what? If Dovah Shel Moment Tanai Kayim or not. Gemara says, so obviously if you hold Dovah Shel Moment Tanai Kayim, it would work. Gemara says, even Kondra Meir, that even Dovah Shel Moment, we say, Mashna Maskatas Tanai Bottle, but over here, may Kara Lishibet Nafshe. So Taiz has a Kasha, because he was never Meshavar himself. Taiz has a Kasha, Harei, the classic example of Dov Shem Mamon is Mechlag where they have Meir Reb Yehuda. There's a guy's in Kaddish, a woman, I'm not Shein, and Lechalai, Sher and Ksus Vaina. So we say, Gabe Sher and Ksus, it's Dov Shem Mamon. So Mechlag is Meir Reb Yehuda, whether or not the husband has a right to be Masna, not to be Chayim and Sher and Ksus. In fact, Tyson is just like telling him that the Shimer could patter himself with Masna Mashkas Matar. Why? Because you want to say because it'll make Harley Shibin options, even though Masa Mashkas Batayra is Tanai Batal B'Dov Shel Mamon. But here it's Tanai Kayim because make Harley Shibin Afshay. So why is he saying the Mashiach is Vaina? Make Harley Shibin Afshay because he's having Mashiach himself, the Mashiach himself, is Vaina. So Taisus has a that Shani has Kim the Ripsa. The first Tayra is very interesting. Kim the Ripsa Tayra is Shemrim Harbe, Shemchinim Shalom Esacha, Yachal Nami Kal Echel Yeris. Lefi Tanoi. So there is, Taisa sounds like in the first Teretz But since Ma'aser Torah, you know, there are various shayimim in the Torah, somehow that gives an indication that the Torah allows you to, you know, pick and choose.
You're saying that tonight, is that your shayimah? Sachar said of a shemachin.
Kila, right. So you take, I'm choosing this option. Like, you know, you go online and you could click on various options. I'm choosing this option. See, the Torah gave you varied options. It sounds like in this first set. You know me. Shani hasam chayvasa Torah shem sachar ashal keach schar v'shoyil tishkan ashaloi u'mishabdim atzmam l'chol kasev b'parasha hilkach mokim shem mishabdim atzmam b'turah. Tezis says that the Torah was Yaros of Eshel Adam. And Torah says that each person, Be'etzem, is Meshabed himself, Kefi, the amount of Hanah that he's getting. So the Shoyl is Kana Shaloi, the Gemara says, he has full benefit. He's not paying, he's getting the use of the object. So therefore he's Mechayiv himself, even on Einzim. It's only right. Kana Shaloi. Shemesach Alasi, Torah himself is getting paid to watch it. Tindu, he's watching it for an exchange. But Ma'isa, he's getting paid, he's getting a benefit over it, he's chayiv in Aveda. Like upon him, so therefore, the Yisoyed of Chiyuv Shaimrim, Taz is saying, is Batsin that each level of Shaimrim is Meshabed himself to those Chiyuv and based on the level of Hanah that he's getting. So Mela, if he says, Makarli, Shibet Nafsha, he was never Meshabed himself, so never, he's never Meshabed himself. So, Lachay, this Tara is saying, and this sounds like Lachay Yimashem Machinum of Vitaisvis. But he's not machalik, and the dinner of the Mishnah is negated the Shemchin also. So Mela, Pashin Tais is Mashim, the Yisoid of the Chiyuv Shaimrim is that he's Meshabed himself. Meshabed himself, those Chiyuv. Yeah.
So the Tais is the classic, like Nezigin, Yishmir, Maisel Mane, it would be Maisel Mane, because you have the Hanar
here. What?
By Mezikin, we say
Ishmael. We're not talking about Mezikin.
I know, but
talking about Shaimrim.
Right, but you're saying that the more Hano you have, like, or Shoyl, which is yours, pretty much, that's the word, right?
No.
But the Shoyl is more yours. It's called
Anashaloi, therefore you Meshabe yourself to more Chiyu.
Right, so by Mezikin, where it's cooler yours, you have
no
Hano.
Mezikin is nothing, it's not Hano.
So it's your object. It's
not your object.
Not what you're damaging, what?
And what?
Why your Chayiv, because your thing damaged.
With my thing damaged, where's the Kol Nashalai? My animal went on a rampage, it went into your china shop, and destroyed the whole place. So then what I know do I have?
My tempest parents.
That's not... say that, it's a chachiv of anah, it's something else. At least on my general nezikim, there's no anah. General nezikim is a parashah nezikim. Not going to show that. The Ramban in Baal Basra is done, Kuf Samachas, is done the sugya of Abasmachta. And he says, he has a problem. That the Dalet Shaimrim, how they chayiv? L'chayir, if you're a smachta lekanya, which a smachta means gemas is called the e a smachta. Anytime you say that if something happens, then it's an a smachta. So how is Shaimrim chayiv? The Mishlam Hashem Mechinim Hashem Sachar v'yadai v'dami l'mayir v'loy avid. Mishlam Hashem Mechinim. And Shem Sachar, it's b'yadai, it's b'yadai to not to be b'shen, it's b'yadai to watch from Gnei Aveda. Also, you could be more careful. Gnei Aveda, it's shaykh to watch. It's not like pshia, but you could have been more careful and it wouldn't have happened. So Meila, that's in Asmat, it's not a problem, Asmat L'moshel. It's also in the ninth paragraph. If a guy says, if I will leave the fear, the worker, the Oris says, if I leave the field fallow and I don't work it, then I'm chayiv myself. Because he's supposed to, the owner of the field is supposed to get a certain amount of profit. So he says, if I'm just going to, the one that took the commission the field, if he says, it says over there, he writes, if I'm going to leave it, not do anything, then I'm going to pay. So there it's biyadai, right? There it's biyadai, it's biyadai to work the field. So if he doesn't, okay, it's not an asmachta. That's what Raman's saying. If it's biyadai, it's not an asmachta, right? It means if you didn't do it, you're not doing it because you're going to pay. But because it's not like, you know, it was totally beyond my control. And if we say he was never really mechayiv himself, it was biyadai. And for sure it's not an esmachta. He said, but shayol is not biyadai. So how is shayol chayiv? So he says, v'chitei mahasim rachman chayivei uklei keach dami ad sheikh zirenu. So here, God, in Ban's Mile, another tzad by Shoyal, and the get of Shoyal is It's a nusach the Dov was saying before that skilu is yours already. The shalal pshat is a kilu you're kainid, and this one, the reason why chayiv and einsin, it's mine. Now I have to give it back to you. Now that something happened, and something happened, happened to my thing. The man's mile is such a tzad, but he rejects his tzad, and so therefore it's not a problem of asmach because pasha you were kainid. You kainid, I have to give back to you. So I'm not mechayiv myself on the einus. It becomes mine, and I have to give it back when I finish. If it's not there to give it back, then I have to go buy him another one. Something like that, yeah. It's like his, right, exactly. So therefore, right, the guy gets someone in Matam Asla Haqsi, yeah? And on the way, there's an Einus, something happens. Okay, very nice, tough luck, you have an Einus. But I'm not being Mechayiv you for what happened, I mean Mechayiv you, you have to give back to me. Now, but you don't have it, you have to go buy me another one. That's the idea. But the Raman says, M'kain, how could Hashem Mechinam be masnali as Keshayil? Right, just like you could downgrade your shemir, you could also upgrade your shemir. Hashem mechinam b'mechayim b'sam b'kashayil. So according to that, there's no svar upon our shaloyah. He should be considered like a lekeach. The shayil that gets it to use it, you can say it's like a lekeach. But Hashem mechinam that's being masked to be a shayil, that you don't have that. Says the Ramban. So therefore, that the svara that shayil is like lekeach doesn't work, and therefore we have to say that shayach b'mechayim yourself, even an einis, either chayit and asmachta. So the whole halachah of the Ramban's kasha is mevor. The geder of shaimrim is a geder of ischayvus to what happens, and not just that a geder of the Torah says you chay because you caused the hezek. Otherwise, the Ramban wouldn't have any shalav asmachta. The Ramban's discussing asmachta. It means the side of the chiy of shaimrim, the Ramban is his ischayvus that if this and this happens, he's willing to pay. Yeah.
Why can't you say that the shomachinam will take it? Say I'm going to be like a shoel, and then it's like it's his, but he has other reasons why he can't use it.
I know that, but you don't have it. Brown understands the whole side that's like it's his. If Itaki get the benefit, call an usher law, Itaki using it, but he's not. He's just watching it, sitting, he's not using it.
Being a netter on it, basically. I'm a shomer, I have the din of like a shoel.
I know that, that's the question. How can you do that? So if you can be mechayev yourself, fine. But my mitzvah is not yours. You're not using it, so you're never kind of. That's what Ramban asks. Says Ramban, that, okay, this you have to know the sugya of asmachta. The Ramban says, Elamai, that he wrote in the previously, that kol atel of das acherim, lav asmachta hi. Fakered. If it's so not biyadai, the Ramban holds, if it's calling all the people, right, and still you're mechayiv yourself, so then that's not an asmachta. Because it's no shaykhis to you, and still you're mechayiv yourself. So obviously, you meant to mechayiv yourself. Okay, we're not learning asmachta now, but what's again to us is just the whole discussion of the Ramban, and he's being done the chiv of shaymrim in terms of asmachta. Obviously, he holds that the chiv of shaymrim is gedder v'schayivis. That's what's negayet to us. Now, l'maisa, zichna the das of older shaymrim, specifically, at least the gabi shaymachinam. That was shaymachinam. The geder in common rishonim has nothing to do with asmachta, nothing to do with the schaibas, it has to do with the fact that you're b'shein is the geder b'mazik. The mashal, the famous Rashba, a very famous Rashba, so is the Garajba. The Rashba over there in that Mishnah, the Rashba has a question. When the whole din is a master shema sachel is geshayel, so Gemara says, Gemara has the kasha b'mai, how is he mechayev himself? So Shmuel says he had to make a kinyan, karnim yadai. Rechna has a different svara, but he doesn't make karnim yadai. In fact, the Ravid, what's the problem? Kimishu tanai b'shas mashichahu, lamali kinyan. Kol tanai shu b'shas mais and b'skayim b'li kinyan. If you make a tanai b'shas when you took the object, the Ravid has gosh, you shouldn't need a kinyan. You shouldn't need a kinyan to create this chayvus.
Isn't it the Ravid?
What?
Who says it?
The Rajb b'shem the Ravid. The Ravid asks this question. Dr. Rajba, he says, no. He says, Loi matzinu shi yischayiv adam, elo machmas shenere mechaveira b'halva, o yishnas lo shem besachar, o yishoyo shena shaloi. Says the Rajba, there is no kinyin that is mechayiv someone unless there's some benefit. So Meili says, he says, inam bekinyin shuk chalipin, ali b'dehilchasa, that we say kelo shalkayna. Has chalipin works as the Rashba? The kelev shel kainah, at least mandam kelev shel kainah. Pshat is because he's giving you some type of benefit, although it might be just minimal and it might be simli. It's just like It's not for real. You're going to even give it back. But at least there's some benefit that you're getting. And therefore, shayach to mechayiv yourself. But he says, but to be mechayiv yourself without any benefit, that doesn't exist. El shekim v'shekim la'atzmai. Oh, so why b'shem mechinam? He says, adrab, yesh lo t'mal l'shem mechinam. So how is Torah mechayiv v'shem mechinam? I don't shem mechinam is not getting any benefit. And you tell me that a chiv, as chayivus can only be chal, says the Rashba, if there's some minimal type of benefit. So the Rashba, el kiva shekim la'atzmai. V'zenish and al shmirasai. The neva b'pshiyasai. I raise the karav l'mazik. Says the Rashba that you know, it's karav l'mazik, not mash mazik, but the Torah is mechayiv you b'chagavna with a gedra mazik. Why? Since you're ma'isim kabel shmira, and this guy is relying on you, and you're b'sheya, therefore you're chayiv. And this is an example of a chiyuv that's without a schay, without getting a benefit. Talk upon it before the Rashba. And on one hand, the other shayin rim is clear in the Rashba is the talk of gather b'schayivus. That's why the Rashba says there has to be some type of benefit, otherwise it can't be a schayivus. Midach yisil gabi shayin mechinim al kabanim, the Rashba says that's a gather of mazik. And then this brings us to the famous Rambam. Rambam holds, Rambam sheet is pshiyim etam mazik. What's the Rambam talking about? Rambam says, Yeroh Eli. And whenever Rambam says Yeroh Eli, it's kidua, it means that there's no gemara about this. This is Rambam's own thing. He says, "In Pasha Hashemir, Bavod Mukiyetsi Behem, Chayiv L'Shalem." So even though the Gemara tells us that the parsha of Shmira is a klal prat the klal, there has to be Dover Metalpa V'Gufei Mamayin Yotz Avod M'Shkaras V'Karkois, that it's not Dover Metalpa V'Gufei Mamayin. So the Rambam says, so. That's him in the Yipater on all the chiyuvim of avodim hakaris and shtaris. Avon pasha basas ram chayiv l'shalim shekol hapesheya maziku. Vein hefens ramim the mazik karka the mazik metalim. Hooray! For mazik your karka, I destroy your house. I destroy your property. What's the chayiv? There's no pter mazik by karka. So mezuz rambam agabe pshia is no pter mazik as well. Then emes huzel mavinim. The chen roi lod. Said if anyone that has maybe understands what?
The rive argues that.
In fact, the rive and argues.
We saw in Seder.
Huh?
We saw in Shavuos.
Okay. Look the rive if that's true, then pshia b'baylem lama pater. Ela shein pshia daim l'mazik. Says the rive, if you tell him pshia is a mazik. So why is there a din of pshia b'baylim? Meaning, the halacha it says it ba'ol of imoy lo yishale. Those are the pasuk parasha. The halacha is if the owner is working for the shomer at the time at the onset of the shmira, then he's pater. What the hesber of that is a whole different issue. But the point is ba'ol of imoy lo yishale. In fact, the rabbi, if you tell me that pshia is in time mazik, so why is pshia b'baylim? Why is pshia b'baylim pater? Elamai, Pshay is not a mazik, it's all Medina Shaimrim, it's all Mischaibis of a Shaimer, and Melan, the Mischaibis of a Shaimer is it tonight at Balavima, Lay Shalay. If you tell me it's mazik, what are you telling me? Balavima, the guy trashes his car because the owner was working for him, he's potter, because Mabdi's not heter, he's not ptur Balavima by mazik. And their chagav, Lachara, shouldn't problem the Ravid because. I'm not sure what's the problem, but anyway, the interesting mechalitza anyway. The mechalitza is Rambam Ravid. Why is it that if a woman, if a wife, breaks a kli, she's washing the dishes, and she breaks a piece of fine china? Question is, the husband takes it in Torah. She broke my china. It's $100 a plate. And he's teveyer. I don't, you know, 1 to 12 Shalom Bayis, but Zav the Rambam, Hagul. Rambam says that she's Potter. Why? Meinz im Radin El Takana. Shemen Ata Imer Kain En Shalom Besecha Bayis Loilam. El Nimz Nizeres V'Nimnas Miray V'Brachlis. So she's not going to do anything. She's going to be scared to wash dishes. Every time she breaks a plate, her husband will be her and then. Then she's not going to wash dishes. Not kedai. It's not worth the risk.
What's he to her for?
She was mazik.
But she doesn't have money.
What?
Isn't it all his money?
Okay, let's say she has money. Or she'll owe it. After they get divorced, they'll probably get divorced anyway. After they get divorced, she'll still owe the money. Okay, so the Ravid Shatam Haptor, the Ravid says it's called a Pshib of Shmir Babylon. Because Shehu Sakhar Law, Bechol Shah. He's hired to work for her all the time. Those that are married to him will understand, will appreciate this Ravid.
Not taking
time. My wife can ask you what the Rebbe is saying today. He said that. Oh, so Ravid says the ptur of the Bible. The ptur of Baal Imo Yishalim. Even though the chayr over here's chayr, it's not much pshia, it's a mazik. What is it? You didn't want to say she's a shemeres, but maisa, she's pshia over here. So what chayr is steering the Ravid, whether or not we say it's a ptur Baal Imo by pshil, chayr over here, why should it be a ptur? Why is it, how can Ravid say it's a ptur of Baal Imo over here? Chayr is pshia, it's mazik. Chayr shouldn't be any ptur. No ptur over here. Here's mazik. It's not just pshia, it's mazik. Top. Unless he learns it was only Shia, but it sounds like she broke it. Okay. So, anyways, interesting. Now. Oh. So, we have a problem with the Rambam. Right? We have a problem. The Rambam says, Peshem Tamazik. So, what do we derive as Kasha? If Peshem Tamazik, why is the Ptur of Peshem Baila? So the Shach is Miyash of the Rambam. The Shach says as follows. That he says, Batsim, it's Yisrael, which is Chor Pashit. When the Rambam says, Pashem, call Pashem Mazik, doesn't mean that a Pashem is Mamash Mazik. Haray, what?
Like
the Rashba. Even the Rashba doesn't mean that's Mamash Mazik. Elamai, what's the Pashat? That you know, the Torah is mechayim. It's zicha yisoid in the parasha of Shomrim. It's zicha chiyuv mitzad the parasha of Shomrim. Elamai, it's not a chiyuv mitzad your chayivus, but the gedder of the chiyuv of the Torah was the Torah is mechayim you as mazik. Even though normally, let's say you wouldn't be in a normal case, you're not chayiv b'shia as mazik, but over here, like Rashi said, he relies on you. You're b'shia. The Torah is mechayiv akilu. You're a mazik. So the ged of the chiyuv is mazik, but about it's only within the context of the parish of Shaimim. So Meil zot the shach. It's a difference between the ptur of karga and the ptur of Shaimim and the ptur of Baal of Imai. So he says the ptur of avad the mishtar zarkais. You learn from kal prat the klal. So the pshat is that. The Torah is mechayiv you from the chiyuva, but avada you consider a shomer. Torah doesn't say that you're not considered a shomer. That by karka someone is mekabel shmir on karka, he doesn't have a shem shomer. Avada is a shomer. The pasuk says the chiyuva he's pater from the chiyuva. So male, if he's considered a shomer, and he's pesheya, so the chiyuv pesheya that Torah never patted him from. Mashenke he says by bal of imai. By Baal of Imai, there's a patur, it's hafka in the whole parish of Shaimrim. And the Shach is Maisif, the Hainu time of the Krog, because Baal of Imai, lehab le Shaimr al of Klau, and lehab le Kenish Baalma. He says, by Baal of Imai, the Shach says, they're the Tarazi, not a Shaimr Bechal. It's Mashmi, no Chir Shmir either by Baal of Imai. The Baal of Imai is hafka, gotten from the whole parish of Shaimrim. The Mela, what are you telling me? You're telling me, Pashay is a Mazik. Pashay is a Mazik, when he's considered a Shaimr. And then we say the Torah didn't pater from this chiyuv, but like Mashenkin by Baal of Imai, he's not a shomer b'chol. Mashenkin karka, he's considered a shomer. The Meila, there's no ptur of this chayav upon b'shem b'tam mazik. So this chiluk that the Shach says between Baal of Imai and karka, that Baal of Imai is a hafkal from the whole parish of Shomrim, and karka is just a ptur in some of the chiyuvim, but mazik yichayim. The Sivis says the exact opposite. Not much pum fakeret. He's not discussing pshimet hamazik. he's discussing a totally different issue. He's discussing shlichus yad. One of the dinim of shomer is if the shomer mishlech yad b'pekadin, then he's chayiv v'noyin. If he uses it shloike din, so then he's chayiv. He's like a ganav, and he's chayiv v'noyin. Yeah. Zokin Nesiv is what's the din of shlichus yad by karka, and what's the din of shlichus yad by ball of imay? Says in the Zivis that by Baal of Imai, even though he's part of him Tashlumim, he's still considered a Shayim. And the Zivis is very sadal, that's halacha Baal of Imai. So even though it says Baal of Imai Mishalim, Zot in the Zivis, but Avada, a Chiv, a Din Shayimer he has. And therefore, if he's Shleach Yad, he's Chayiv as a Goslin. The parasha of Shleach Yad is only by Shayimrim.
Because
Rishayim wants it. Rishayim ask, "Echor Evi Shleicha as a Gazlan?" So we need the parasha of Shleicha by Shleim. There's various tirtzim in the Rishayim that what why the parasha of Shleicha is different than regular Gzela, and therefore it's only something that's in the parasha of Shleim. So Mezuk Nesibis on Bol Vilum Eloy Shalein, we still Shleim, and the parasha of Shleicha's Yad applies to him. Evi Shleich Yad is Chayiv. Yes.
Wait, how's this work with Shchira? Aren't you supposed to be being Shleich Yad?
What?
Shleich Yad is just that you use it, no?
Shemachinim and Shleich Yad uses Shleich Yadin.
That's what we're talking about by
Shleich
Yad.
What?
Hey, we're talking about just Shleich Yadin, that you used
it. If you use it in a way that you weren't allowed to, then that's Shleich Yad. Now, Zot is Nesivis, like, Domi and Miyad Shemid Rahman Shemid Bailim, Lahadimir Rahman Karkavav Mishtaris. The Shom, if Shleich Yad, popped the Kibur Beis Yaisiv. He's arrived from Beis Yaisiv that by Avadim, he says to one Avadim over there, even if you Shleich Yad, you're potter. So he says, Shun the Shom, Miyad Rachmanah Mishmira, Vechim Hashem Shomer, Mele Potter Mishlich Yad. By Karkas of Nesiv is, you're potter, there's no Chiv Shmir Bechal. If there's no Chiv Shmir, there's no Shlich Yad. Mashayin came, but by the Torah Baal of Imoy, that's just a Miyad. That's not a meaning to hold in Shayim, that's only meaning to Tashlomim. So Meila, he says, there's a parashat Shlichus Yad. So the Chayr, it seems to me, I'm Chayk, it's Merkatz Lekatza, in the Shach, and the Nesiv is, whether or not, which way is there a difference between Karka, the Torah Karka, and the Torah Baal of Imai? Lefid Shach, Baal of Imai is Afkol Gamri, and therefore, there's no din of Pshia b'bayim. There's no Pshia b'bayim is potter. Mashen can karka. Pshia is chayev. And the siv is linyan shlichus yad. It's punk fakir. By karka. There's no shlichus yad. And balvima there's the shlichus yad. So chayra. Let's get stopping machal with the shlichus yad and pshaya. Pashas is a he says Mechleik is a Mamish from the Kotza al Kotza between the Shach and the Sibis. Now, one more Yisraelistic issue before we get into more practical Shilas, and that is Rabbi Chanan is Dan. Rabbi Chanan is in Punktim Psachim, where he's Dan over there. The big Mechleik is Shayim over there, the guy by Rabbi Motzei. What type of shomer is over on Baal Rabbi Matzei? Shail, Shemachinam, Shemsacha. So Rav Chanan handles over there the Gedarm of the various shomerim. So Techa Dvarm over there. This pasuk not negated the Pesachim. So he's Dan, if a shail is Chayiv and Shmira. Meaning a shail is Kana Shalai, it's Chayiv and Einsen. Does he have to watch it? We say, no, if anything happens, he's chayav to pay the gamri, but basically, if Yisrael is no chayav shmira. If Yisrael is pesheya, is it the chayav shmira? Well, no, he's chayav, like, if he's chayav, the chayav shmira is the same thing if it was an einzin. He's chayav to pay if something happens. So it's not more chayav than if he's pesheya. Even when he's pesheya, what's mechayav him? What's mechayav him is the same mechayav as if it was an einzin. He's mechayav. If something happens, he has to pay. But him being pesheya makes no difference. So he brings a very interesting raya from Rashi. Rashi Bar Metzia. Rashi in the night chair. Over there, on the Pebez, the Gemara is done. The guy says, Shmar li veshmar lecha. Two people make a deal. You watch my object, I'll watch your object. So we say the pater because it's balavima lo yishale. Since each one is working for the other one simultaneously, so meila, each one clapping the other one is balavima. So there, but the Gemara also discusses hashileni bashilcha. I want to borrow something from you and I'll lend something to you. So there Rashi says yipater because it's not calling hashalai. But since I'm not calling Hashem, I'm lending something. The deal was, if I lend something to you, you lend something to me. So it's not calling Hashem. I'm sort of paying for that I'm lending it, but I'm borrowing it because I'm lending it to you. So the question is, why does Rashi say that this is also Torah Bolavim? The same thing. And Shemar Levesh Melucha, we say it's Bolavim. It's Torah Bolavim. Like each one's working for the other one. Why don't we say the same thing by Ashilani Vashilucha? Elmai Dr. Mukhan, you see from Rashi, Pshad is that Hashem has no Chiyuv Shmira. Shai has no Chiyuv Shmira. So it's not saying each one's working for the other one. You're Makabal Achrayas, and I was Makabal Achrayas. So what does that do with the Shmira? And then there's no Chiyuv Shmira Bacha. No Chiyuv Shmira Bacha. So Mela, there won't be any Ptur of Baal and Imai. The only Ptur would be because it's not called Nashalai, as his Pater Nights. This is Mukhan's Medaik and Rashi. However, the Zichu Hashem hold not like that. Primarily the Rambam. We just mentioned the Rambam. That by Karka, if he's Persheya, then what does Rambam say? He's Chayek, Hashem, Tamazik. Now that Rambam, it's Mavur, that he's not being Machalik in a different Shaimrim. All the Shaimrim that are Shaimrim on Karka, Shemachinim, Shemesachar, Neisachar, Shayon, Neisachar, Vasaychar, all of them, all four Shaimrim, the Rambam is clear that if he's Pesheya, he has to pay by Karka, because Pesheya is a Mazik. Right? So if you tell me that a Shayol has no Chiyuv Shmira, then it's not Shayach Pshia. If you tell me that always the Machayiv of the Shayol, Zagar Bochana, is the Hischaivus, so then Hare Bekaraka, there is no Hischaivus. If it's Einus happens, it's Pater. There is no Dina Shaimer on Karaka. El Meram Machavish, Pshim Tamazin, right? Like the Rashba says, if he gave it to you, and he's Saimich on you, and you're Pesheya, that's the Gedan Chivus, as if you were Mazik it. But that's assuming that there's a Chiv Shmira. There's no Chiv Shmira, that's not Shach, it's not Shach Pshim Tamazin. The Rambam says it's Pesheya Tamazin, even by Shayol, and even a Shayol is Chayim by Karaka, it's Mashma, that there is a Chiv Shmira.
Why is it
Talion
Shmira? Otherwise,
it'd be a grammar. Otherwise, it's always Pater. if it's not Chiyuv Shmira, the Rashi says you're saying you're Makabel Shmira and you're Pesheya your Shmira, then you know you're not Chayiv.
It's
far
behind.
Like,
it's
grammar.
You have no.
Yeah, always grammar. Yeah, always grammar. Okay, that's as far as some of the Yisaidis in the Iker Gidre Chiyuv Shmira. Now, Chaim Radan, what happens if someone rents a car, borrows a car, and the car gets total, or the car gets damaged, and so in Eifin, that Medina Shaimrim, Besim Yerachai, Elamai, the owner of the car, the owner of the house, whatever it is that got damaged, has insurance. So question is, can the Baal collect twice? Pidinei Shaimrim, Pidinei Torah, Yimichayev, you borrowed my car, you totaled the car, you owe me $10,000. I'm going to go to the insurance company and collect $10,000. There's nothing to do with you. You owe me money, you're a Shaim, you owe me money. The fact that I have a deal with the insurance company, that since I've been paying thousands of dollars all these years, and at one time, finally, I'm collecting. That's my, I'm the Pashto deal with them, nothing to do with you. Or do we say no? The Shaimer says, I'm a Chuyiv, if I was mafsid you. Over here, I wasn't mafsid you, because the insurance company is paying.
He holds
with
Tan Nezek, for sure.
What?
He holds with Tan Nezek, for sure.
Even Nezek, the same child we could collect by Nezek also. I rammed your car, on purpose. Yeah? And you're getting reimbursed from the insurance company. Right?
The insurance goes up.
Oh, we'll discuss that also. That's a different question. It's another question. What happens if, because the fact that your premium is going to go up, you have to pay for that. That might be just the grum, exactly. But The first shayla, the main shayla is this shayla. You say it's the gashayla. When I have to keep to pay you, and you're getting reimbursed from insurance companies, the shot is that I didn't cause you any hefsid. You're getting paid or no? I damaged your car. I was a shayla, the car got damaged. I have a chiv to pay. This is you're getting. That's your issue. It's nothing to do with my chiv.
What's it to deviate from the insurance company if you're getting paid anyway?
That's another shayla. Okay.
Your time in the stamps is it the same shayla. The other one went up.
That might have to do with that, but here it's gonna be different. As we'll see in a minute. That might. What? Four shayla stamps. Two stamps. You have two stamps. The rear stamp. Yeah. Zarar Sameach. He's Dan the Shaila. He's like the landmark Chuba. It's not Chuba, in the Asmeach Rambam. Everyone starts with this Asmeach. He was Dan the Shaila, a guy, he rented a house in Kabbalah Chayes for Sreifa, and it got burnt down. But nice, meanwhile, the owner had insured the house for Sreifa, and the question was whether he could be today the Sreifa. So Asmeach Paskin, and the Sreifa is Chayes. Why? It means two rayas. One raya is from a sugi and baba kama. The Mishnah over there said, Shatef nachal chamayra v'chamar chaveroi, shlo yafamane shachaver masayim. Okay? So the Gemara said, Mishnah said, he'd left, so the other donkey was worth much more. So he let go his donkey and he went to save the other one. So the Gemara says, Ein le'el scharai. Very nice, good Samaritan. I get some brownie points, but tachlis, you get paid $5 an hour that your work did to save the guy's donkey. Your donkey is lost, finished. But the Gemara says, if a guy tells him, I'm only going to save my donkey, I'm only going to save your donkey if you're willing to pay me for my donkey, because could I for you, because he's worth 200, mine's worth 100, then he's chayv. So Gemara, Boimer of Kana. Let's say, so guy, they made this deal. The guy says, okay, I'll reimburse you for your donkey if you save my donkey. So he went and saved the other guy's donkey. Then punked, his donkey just came out of the river alive. So the guy was machai himself to pay for the donkey. But my donkey's here. The Gemara, so what do we say? He locked out. Hashem had to help Hashem Erchmasi. Hashem gave him back his donkey. But this guy was machayev himself to pay for the donkey. Tough luck. He has a donkey. Still he's chayev to pay. Now, what?
In our case, when you like ruin the house,
no.
When you pay him, do you get to keep the house? If you pay him for the full value of the house,
no, you're not paying for the value of the house. If you pay him for the whole house, then you get the house. But you're paying him to fix the house, whatever. I don't know what you're paying him for.
Let's say in the case of a car.
Anytime, if you total the car, and the car costs $10,000, then you get to keep the car, of course.
If you get to keep the car, you get insurance on the car, which is what, the insurance is to fix the car, so then you'll get that, you get the insurance.
Okay, let's say we didn't total it, okay? You caused some damage to it, you have to replace the door, okay? I was exaggerating, Fine, there's details. Zogar Sameach, what do we see from here? Even though Chayra, the guy has no damage, the guy has no hefsed, but he was mechayiv himself to pay for the donkey. If there's gonna be hefsed, there's no hefsed, so why should he have to pay for the donkey? Elamai.
We say he does have to pay.
Gemara says he still has to pay.
Okay.
So even though Chayra is only mechayiv chayis, because the guy's gonna lose the donkey. Hey, the guy didn't lose the donkey, so why should he have to pay? The guy didn't lose the donkey. Elamai, we say no. So Mela, Kolshkin over here, because this that he gets paid reimbursed from the insurance company is because he's been paying the premium all the years. So Kolshkin, so therefore the sire of the sire has no taina that you have not incurred any losses because you're getting reimbursed from the insurance company. That's nothing to you. You are mechayev yourself to pay. You have to pay. This that I get reimbursed is my business. Maybe you're going to want to say, in the case of Shatfanar, Harei Tzavudim Adam Kolada. So there it was Hefker. So Mela, you're mechayev to pay for my donkey. Fine. My donkey is hefker. It's not mine anymore. Now they came out and I was zechnet. I was zechman hefker. So what does that do with you? So Mela, it's not a riot from the case of the insurance company. Now, Tyson Bamitsi, the Flamin Aleph, from a different cheshman, not a gaitas right now, learns that the case of the was Yochel Hatzla de Etchak. Whereas it was possible, it wasn't like Shatat Nor, where it was impossible to save it. It was Yochel Hatzla de Etchak. It wasn't a good man of Kaladam. But Elmai, it was Miyayish. He didn't save it, right? So it's Yish. It's not, he says, the Nesivis holds that everyone knows the Nesivis, at least this week. The Sivis holds that Yish is not Hefker. Yish is not Hefker. And Mela calls man, someone wasn't Zeichen, it still belongs to the owner. Yish is like Hefker of Rebbeisi. Ad Oslo Shu Zeichen, it still belongs to the Bailin. So Mela, over here also, don't tell me that. The owner of the first donkey was Zeichem and a Hefker, and that's why the owner of the expensive donkey has to pay him. But no, he was Zeichem and a Hefker. Zeichem said he was the only thing that. If I didn't have a Hefset, so therefore, it's still a good Sushda. The Ma'ase says this, that the Arsamech embraces the Nesiv of Bishtei Yadayim. It's not so posh. We had the Ramban this week. If Zalman says, but that's the Ramban. Ramban holds that Yish is Hefker, right? The Ramban said that by Tovus B'Choy, Mokh Shchav L'Acherim, and Vim Mesil Chaveroi, it's Kona Chaveroi. Ramban says it's not a problem of Chav L'Acherim because one of the things Ramban says that it's not considered Chav L'Acherim to the owner of the Mitziah, to the Oivid, because Sherei Nisiyah Yish V'Yotzim Yishusa B'Yish, the Ramban says. So by you being Zeich the Metziah of someone else, it's not called Chav L'Acherim. Why is it not Chav L'Acherim? You're taking away from the Oivid. Teretz says the Oivid, they left his Rishus already. Yotzim Rishus of a year. So if his Zalm is Medayik from Ramban, then he holds not like in a Zim. He says already Yotzim Rishus. Masses of the Sfaras also. But from this Sfarah is not like in a Sivis. And also with the number of Rashis, beginning of the second parak, in El Matzias, where Rashi, many places refers to Yish as Hefker. So anyway, so they have Al-Kaponim, it's not, certainly the Siv is not Pashit, and they have Al-Khaira, if you're not Agin the Siv, then there's no Raya from the Gemara in Bava Kamma. Now, another Raya they bring is, and Arsamech Betzim brings this Raya, but he brings it from a different angle. Whatever, no mention that. It's derived from the sugya on Laman Hay and Beis in the Mafkid. But the Mishnah says, "Like said, the Mishnah says, 'Saych parah mechaveroi veshilo laacher umesa gedarka yishav asaycher shemesa gedarka v'ashayil yishalem asaycher.' Right, the saycher loaned out the donkey that he rented, and then it died." So Sarich is Pater, Mesik Adarka, the Sarich is Pater. The Shayol is Chayiv. So according to Tanakama, you see, he pays the Sarich, according to Rabbana. He says, Ketzer Allah, he says, how can you make money on the other guy's donkey? But according to Tanakama holds that the Shayol pays the Sarich. Now, the Sarich did not have any Hefsid. So if you tell me the whole Chayiv, what's the svar to say that when you get money for the insurance, I don't have to pay because you don't have any hefset? I was mechayev myself to pay if you have a hefset. If you don't have a hefset, if miraculously the house came back together, right, the car fixed itself, then you're not going to say, oh, you damaged me. No, there's no hefset. So over here, but what do we see from here? That the shoyl is chayev to the seicher, who's his mashil, even though he's not having any hefset, he's not incurring any hefset. Because he's potter. The sarich is potter. It was meisik adarka. The sarich is potter. So then, why should Shaul have to pay him? El ma'ichar yisi chayich, that the chiv, tashlumen of the shayol, is even is even if there's no hefsek, he's mechayiv himself. He's mechayiv himself. Like we said in the beginning, this chayiv is ba'almas. This chayiv is, therefore he has to pay. So that's our semeach's naskana, that the seicher has to pay, even though the guy's collecting for the insurance company. Now, the marsham as well, also holds like that. He was asked the shayla, similar case with the guy, but not in a case of seicher, in a case of mazik mamish. The guy next door, he was pesheya, he had a fire or something like that, and merely yotzeish, and it burnt his neighbor's house as well. And since chayim tamesh, but the mice he had insurance, same shayla. But there was shayla mazik, not only got a shayla. The seicher shayla, shayla by mazik also. He says, Pashim Isvara, that the Sarif has no schus in the fact that the Baal Bayis has insurance. He says it's Revach Shal Mischer. It's a business deal. It's Pashim business. Insurance. It's not like the insurance is reimbursing me for what happened. It's a business deal. I've been paying my premium all the years. So now when something happens, they're giving me a present. It's not like, besides it, you look at it, What is really going on in insurance? It's not because they're paying for my hefsek. Shada is that I made a business deal with him. I gamble. I've been paying all the years. Okay, something happens, then they give me a present. That's the Yisai. So Meili says, Avada, the masik has to pay, even though he's being reimbursed by an insurance company. I was thinking, L'chari, a marshal this would be Hagabatsim, right? Let's say you total someone's car. His parents had Rechmanis on them, they bought him a new car. The car was totally bought him a new car, right? So then the company to bear you. So what do you mean? You got a new car. You have no hefsek. You got a new car, right? Obviously, it's a chuchatlul. It's a joke, right? This is the parents of punked on a nice and they gave him a car because his car was totaled. That doesn't mean that he didn't have a hefsek. It doesn't mean that Ndini Mammon is, you're not hired to pay. Says Masham, Mukharib Batsim, the same story. That's same with the insurance company. The insurance company, fine. So they're not giving it time. They're giving it because he's been paying the premium all the years. But my bottom line, it has nothing to do with you. You have a chiyuv because you damaged the guy's car.
Insurance companies are like an al-tanai that no one, someone else doesn't pay for it.
Oh, so that's a different child. That's a different child. That if you're able to collect twice, that's a child between you and the insurance company.
No, I mean, even if
the guy's paying
out of his own pocket, right? He's paying out of his own pocket, right? Don't insurance say that. I mean, I don't know, right? But if I logically would say that if the guy pays, then you have no right to be aware of that.
Fine. So then, again, that's a different child. Between you and the insurance company, between the master, the marshal, the nizik's get his issues with the insurance company. We'll get to that in a second. Let's discuss that as well. So that's the sheet of the Sameach. Yeah.
Isn't that against as far as what you said, that the insurance company is just a business deal? It's not, because it's not a business deal between you and them. It's based on this.
And Stab, they're not stopping your present. I was just dramatizing that as a business deal, right? Besides, it is, but the tnoim, they're not stopping you presents, right? You made them rich. They're not stopping you insurance to give you presents. The deal is that when you have a loss, they'll pay for your loss. If you don't have a loss, they're not going to pay. But besides, it's a business deal. That's just the gedor. That's just the when does it apply or not. But besides, in the Shair Shadav, it says in Marsham, it's a business deal. Now, that's the sheet of Dar Samech, the Marsham, but there's a sheet of the Shut Hari Besamim, which is somewhere about 20 years ago from Cilicia. Maybe I'll bring down the Loy, and Pesach Choshim brings it down. That he holds that the service potter. He wants to bring a raya from the Rabbah Kama, like, you know, like everyone else does. And he says no raya from there because they're talking even exactly from the Hefker. All the svaras are thrown around by anyone that's not in the Shaila. And he says another svara, which was not Marichas. I didn't really get a chance to go through all his rayas. He wants to say because it's not Marichas Gedarila that the whole concept of Maslegar, Mishmai, Rechim Olei, it's only when something happens, it happens from Mela. Something that's because of your establishment, then we don't say Mishmai Kerachim Alei. And so therefore, we say that there's no Svar that Mishmai Kerachim Alei, and therefore he's a potter. See, he holds that he's a potter. Not like Dar Smech, not like Rasham. Yeah.
No, that's the matter. Was the case of the donkey wasn't like Zuta Shilyam?
What? No, that he point. No, yeah, that's what brings Taisus. That's not on Malav. That's Zuta Shilyam. Was something that was shy from the same? Just he didn't. With Tircha, he could have. That's why he first wants to say Zuta Shilyam males have to come. He says no. I promise even Taisus. Even Taisus Laman Aleph. And Bamtzia of Laman Aleph. That wasn't the Batzis of it. Again, Taisus coming from all the Mechajman, which is certainly not our issue right now. Now, the Dayan Weiss, Michas Yitzchak, has a few tshuvas about this. What? Dayan Weiss, Michas Yitzchak. We had Shaila, you know, in England, that was what Dayan Weiss is. Should know. He was a Rav in England, then he became the guy who did the bats. Okay. Tov. Trish has a nice story about him. All right, I'll tell you. He said, when he became the guy who did, he came to Sam Reva, and the Gaelish was the Sam Reva at the time, and he said that the few people that are contestants for the job to come to Gaivid. So he was the biggest Tam Chacham of all of them. So he said, okay, you should get it. So they told him, oh, but it's Nishkan Kanui. He's not a Kanoi. How can he be the Gaivid? Shouldn't claim that it was that's really the flag in the shul in England, but I don't know about that. So the very first time Rebbe said, he says, in 3 days, we can make him a Kanoi. 3 days we can make him into a Kanoi. But to make him a Tam Chacham. Okay, so Dayan Weiss was asked.
Is
a
he
guy. Dayan Weiss was asked if a guy borrowed a car and got damaged. So, well, he's not a different shaila. That as far as the umdana, that a person would never borrow a car if it wasn't insured. So Meila was a day dahachi. He borrowed a car. If something happens, you could be the bad insurance company. You want to say that there's an umdin. So Mela, if anything, if I care, if the marshal was going to be saying that I'm going to be today no matter what, then he should have spoken that out. So the Rabbi is not sure about that. He says that it means that it's choice, it's not means that many paiskim, that umdina has to be an umdin of the muchach mamish, leave like al adam, otherwise it's mamish belayt. So you have to be done, is it talking umdina, meaning means that on a chavis yar, it says gabe shifcha. That breaks a kli. That even though Batsim she's a shem b'sachar, she's chayiv ganev veda. She's chayiv if the kli broke. But we say since roiv noshim are not makbid, so male you know you're not machan roiv. But if it's a muta, only a real jerk is going to be makbid on the shifcha that breaks the dish. So male it's muta, and therefore you can make those. So maybe we're here also if it's not like that, you have to be down in mitzvah to find out mitzvahs. Is that the case? And if it is, then maybe you can work with Sir Umdina. But then he writes, now this is the question that was asked. He asked, in a postscript on the Shul, he writes that someone was mired in the law in insurance companies is that they only take, the only Mukalach Rai is if the person that was damaged is not getting reimbursed from somewhere else. But if he's getting reimbursed somewhere else, they're not gonna pay. So maybe if they would know that you're collecting from the other guy as well, then they wouldn't pay you. And maybe if you take and you don't tell them, so you're a liar, and you're a liar, you're a goslin. So maybe because according to the laws of the insurance company, that you're getting reimbursed from somewhere else, and I'm going to have to pay you. So maybe furthermore, he says, because ain l'shum adam Baal Musari, anyone that has any moral person, right, will be oilal daitoi to collect twice. Any normal person would never do such a thing, he says. Anyone, any moral person, someone's a Baal Musari, someone that has some type of morals, how am I going to take from him, take from them? He says, you can never do that. Mela, else is against the law. Besides that, gets it. So that's his muster over there. But then he writes, "Oh, but let's say this is just a child. Doesn't get to The question was asked if the premium goes up and stuff like that. So he said, let's say if the guy doesn't want to go to an insurance company because if he has no claims, then he gets benefits in his insurance policy. So Melo, it's not Kedai for him. We'll see the different shulva of the guy. Mamash got messed up because he made a claim in the next shulva. But here he's being done that even if you don't make a claim, then you'll have benefits. So then he could tell the guy, look, if you're willing to pay the difference, then my premium's going to go up and this and you know, lose the benefits, and then I'll be the bad insurance company. Otherwise, like Gemara said, Ishaskis. Gemara Babakam is Sugya. Gemara says, if you keep quiet and take the Ziburis, whatever it is, in Shaskis, if not, I'll give back the Shtar, you'll end up getting worse, whatever. So we have that concept. He's not threatened like that. I mean, it's not a threat. It's just he's losing money. What?
We'll just see which one's worse. Fair.
Obviously. So you're just saying that if you're willing to pay the difference that's gonna loss that I'm gonna incur by being to bad insurance company, then he said, hey, if you don't want to pay, then I won't be to bad insurance company. I'll pay you to pay me. The Mela, that's his deal.
You're cheating the insurance company then.
Why?
Because that's the deal. Your car gets damaged.
No, he's not paying for the damage.
And then, therefore, your insurance policy goes up. That's how they make money.
They don't want to pay me. They're not paying me. If I tell you, if you're not going to pay me, it's only if you're tevei. They don't keep that accident happen. If you're not tevei, then there's no problem. What
would
you have? How do I have to pay?
Yeah, I know, but then the next 20 years, everything goes up. They make money. Then I want
to pay. No, all issues they don't pay.
They want you to pay.
It's your choice. It's your choice. If you don't want to do it.
They want
you to have to.
What?
They want you to collect your money. No, they don't charge you for premium.
Yeah.
Who said? Who said? I don't think they make more than what they... You think they're not copying that. That's not true. Of course, all they want is the money. I understand that. But if they're going to pay you $10,000, yeah, and they're going to charge you another $500 a month, a year, they'll take them who knows how to get the money back. Just that they want to get something back. They're not making money. They don't want you to have the claim and then can charge you more. They don't make money that way. Sorry, anyway, even if that's true, you're not mukhiv to do that. It was an accident happened. I'm not mukhiv to be tereya. I said, sorry, okay, I don't want a car anymore. That's what's pushing it, it's not a problem. But you're wrong anyway, even in the finances of it, you're zikha wrong. Okay? Ask our video over here. What they told him in the business school. All right. Tov. Just one more question. Also, Dain Weiss. No second story. That there the Shaila was. Nebuch guy. There were two guys that ran a camp, and one of them had a car, and which they used to use for the benefit of the camp. Kids, some guys called up like late at night. They were stuck somewhere. I don't know what they were doing there. They were stuck. They couldn't get back to camp. Typical, right? So they called. You know, it's okay. So the guy whose car was told the other guy, take the car and go pick them up. He told him to, yes.
He didn't think it.
That's part of the Shaila. So. Well, he told him to, or whatever it was, because he took the car and he went to get those kids. On the way, the car turned over. There was a lot of damage, and the kids said, "This guy, the owner of the car, this was his third accident." So the insurance didn't want to pay, and they finally finagled the insurance company to pay, and they didn't pay the full value. And the kids, it was his third accident that year. So then he sold it. He had to sell the car. And he got very little for it, and then his insurance, and he couldn't find. And he bought another car, and he couldn't get insurance because he had three accidents. And the kids, says he had to pay like a crazy amount of insurance, but he has to pay you have to pay before the insurance company pays you.
The
down payment?
No. You have to pay the minimum part you have to pay.
Oh.
But you got it. Shtatfut, that's me. Whatever. But,
Crash
So, anyway.
What?
No, the part when you, with the insurance company, they'll pay, after $500, they'll pay. But the first $500, you don't pay. What?
They
painted it. No, kids. Let me mention that. So, kids, that was the whole story. That was the whole sob story. So he was to pay his friend all of the above. Side that he lost the money in selling the car. Side that he didn't have a car for a while because of that. Yeah, he lost Parnassa. And side the premium was more. And side that if he'll have an accident and he'll have to pay like crazy amount of, you know, 25 pounds, whatever it was at the time, that, to have to pay more. So that was a shot. So the first shayla was he a shayla or was he a shaymer, shaymachina? Because the question was the pshat that the owner told the guy, take my car and pick them up. Which in that case, it's not a shayla. Other obvious, doing he asked him to do it, and not a shaymer self. He didn't pay him to do it. And he said, he's only shaymachina. So then he claimed that there wasn't a pshia. What happened? Maybe it was something in the road. Why he turned over? And it wasn't going too fast. So if the guy doesn't believe him, then Medina Shem Bechinam, he has to swear that he wasn't Peshay. But if he was Takash Shayel, then he's Chayim and Einzim. It doesn't make a difference. So that's one issue, which Medina Shem, if he believes him, if it was a Shem Bechinam or Shayel, so he's Meshachal Rai on that. And if he doesn't believe him, then he wasn't Peshay, so he has to swear. Now, here the shayla was, but he was Tevayim. Here's an interesting svar that the guy with the old shayla we've been discussing the whole time. Like, Maisi got reimbursed an insurance company. Can he be Tevayim? So he says, that's an interesting svar. You got reimbursed an insurance company, but Maisa, what you got reimbursed, that's what messed you up. It wasn't Gadai. This thing you got reimbursed, it cost you more, right? The 70 pound, whatever, fund, whatever, is that something that's not a pound? Fund is a pound? It sounds a little, but maybe she was a long time ago, I don't know. Whatever they paid you, which was not even the full value, that ended up costing you so much more. Because of that, your insurance went up like crazy and everything, and therefore, it wasn't like you got paid. You got paid less, you got paid. Oh, so one second. So inside that, we say it's not considered you got paid. However, in this case, though, he says, but he says, though, he was afsed and afshay. And again, as far as all the other tefillahs are concerned, all the other things he saw, his insurance went up and all that, so that he says about the grama. Even though Shaymer is chayim and grama, that's only grama when it's a grama of the hezek of the object. But the fact that all the grummas came out because of the grummas zuck in his potter. And the mela, he's potter and all that stuff. He says that because of this accident, the driver is the one that did the third accident. So he contributed to his status of having a third accident. So therefore, he should have to pay the results of that, but he's part of that. So now he says, the guy's an idiot though, so why would he tevei it? If he knew that he already had two accidents that year, so he shouldn't have been tevei. He should have gone straight to the guy and say, you owe me the money for fixing the car. Why did he go to an insurance company and he messed himself up? He shouldn't have told anyone that he even had the accident. And therefore he built get insurance normal. So mail on that, he was part of that. Right, so they were still, we say yudafse nafshe and meila, you can't be tevei that. But he says though, the cost of the etzem damage, they got less from the insurance company than the car itself was worth, whatever. That much they should make a pshara. And he says some of the camp shoulder chip in since they got to use this rekah. This is very, a rov talking over here. The meila, this is the shoulder chip, and that would be enough.